Morning Edition continues along with Colin Jackson. I'm Lisa Autry. The city of Bowling Green is beginning the new year with a new mayor for the first time in a decade. Todd Alcott was sworn into office in December after winning the mayoral race over two write-in candidates. Alcott succeeded Bruce Wilkerson, who dropped out of the race for re-election last year after serving as Bowling Green mayor since 2011. Alcott brings a military background to his new role. The retired lieutenant colonel says the skills he acquired in the Air Force translate to running city government.
You know, I was very fortunate in my career. I was never a flyer. I was always in charge of personnel, people, facilities, manpower, and finances. And so throughout my career, I started off as a food service officer in charge of dining facilities and led up all the way to one job as chief of Air Force lodging. And then I was a squadron commander three times in charge of up to 1,200 personnel and people, and always able to take care of people and like a base city. You know, it was a different type of government. This is a government by the people. That was a government for the people to serve in a military role. But I feel like, you know, people are the same. It's we want quality of life. We want to make sure that our taxes, our money, our revenue goes towards things that support us internally and what makes us a better quality of life.
Every city in America is grappling with how to come back financially from COVID-19. The latest stimulus package approved by Congress doesn't contain direct aid to local governments. But I guess in an indirect way, our city's still being helped through relief to small businesses and individuals.
Well, you know, right now I've been privy and sitting in on city commissioner meetings. I've actually been watching city commissioner meetings. And I will say that we have a very aggressive committee going out after grant dollars from the CARES Act. And there are actually active dollars right now for small businesses up to 25 personnel that they can go through our city and get grants to help them out and during this time. Now, does that answer all problems? No. We need to get our economy up. We need to get it thriving. We need to get our businesses open. And right now, the vaccines that are out there, from what I understand, we need to get about a 75% take rate to get the efficacy rate up so we can inoculate our society and get back to business as normal.
Do you have any plans specifically to help the city recover from the pandemic?
Well, you know, first of all, it's not just about a mayor in a single seat position running a city. And that's what we think of in a traditional government for cities. You know, our city government is made up of the five, and that's the city commissioner and the mayor. All of us are part-time. All of us are knee-deep in the community. All of us have, you know, roles and positions. We work in the community. So we serve as executive council. My goal is that I've been meeting with the commissioners, trying to get to know them, trying to get a sense of what they think those needs are, and not just come in dictating what I think personally. I have my ideas. I have my goals. But it's not about just directing, hey, Todd Alcott wants this. I have to work with the other city council members and work within the team that we have.
Have you been briefed on the financial condition of the city of Bowling Green since the pandemic? Can you sort of give us a snapshot of our finances?
We are about 8% behind right now due to the loss of revenue, the taxes that have not been coming in, which isn't that bad. And then what I don't know is how much the CARES Act subsidy is bringing us out of that 8%. But originally, they thought it was going to be about 13%, 14%, up to 15%. So the city is in a good situation, but there's going to be a longer recovery because the monies we're receiving are always from the previous year, and then we're planning, you know, for the new year coming.
Do you agree with the restrictions that Governor Beshear has placed on businesses, particularly restaurants, as means of reducing the spread of the virus, or do you feel like there's been too much overreach from Frankfurt?
Well, I personally think that no community is the same in the state of Kentucky. And so I look back at that similar to my foxhole, which is my schools. And at the time Governor Beshear made the decision, we were doing well as the schools. I mean, we had a hybrid method in place and we were taking care of our personnel. And our superintendent wasn't ready to pull that chalk. So what I'm saying is that we should have more of a say in what happens to our local community. He has the overall executive authority. However, I think he did that too early for us. And so we were handling it well with our restaurants, and our restaurants were not ready to close. Our business owners were willing to take more precautions if needed, but they were not given that authority.
Aside from recovering from the pandemic, what are some of your other priorities going forward?
My priorities are, is one, I want to continue the economic prosperity. I have asked to look into the homeless situation. I did a ride around with Bowling Green Police, and they're telling me that they're dealing with this a lot and that it's a problem that is not disappearing, and there's really less venues for them to point and give direction for homeless. And people are upset about it in our community. It's just not something you want to see, and no one should live that way. So it's one of the agenda items I'm looking at. I don't have a full solution, but it's going to be a community-type effort. Another is we're coming out of the COVID, but we have come with appreciation for our green spaces, walking in the parks, taking our families out, walking the dogs, green paths with our bicycles. I'd love to see our county and our city work together to connect our parks, our green spaceway, excuse me, and put that effort, you know. And then these are some of my priorities, but I also want to continue the safety and the prosperity for our community as well.
After retiring from the Air Force, she returned home and began teaching junior ROTC at Warren East High School. You're going to continue in this role as mayor?
I am. I think it's important that we have role models within our community. One of my role models is, you know, I look back, we've had a mayor that was a teacher before. You know, we've had a mayor that have always been successful within our community. Patsy Sloan, I sat down with her and I asked her how she did it as a teacher. And her superintendent supported her. The other teachers supported her. Her students supported her. And so it was a role model that I remember growing up and watching her. And now I've been able to sit down and talk with her. And I think that we need to continue to have role models like that within our community. And I aspire to continue that.
Mayor Todd Alcott, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.